mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is the 19th day of April 2005, the 10th anniversary of the globalist bombing in Oklahoma City, the 12th anniversary of the 51-day siege that ended in a fiery inferno. Again, we have the Delta Force documents. They went in and killed those people. This is just some of the issues we'll talk about today, a lot of geopolitical news as well. And wide-open phones will be taking your calls in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. The website's freshly updated for you daily. Our Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm back in the saddle. Stay with us. Strap yourselves in.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, April 19th, 2005, the 10-year anniversary of Oklahoma City, the globalist bombing, and the 12th anniversary of the siege at Mount Carmel in Waco, Texas. I'm not up in Waco this year. I haven't gone in several years just because I think I can do more good being here on the radio. Several TV crews wanted me to come up to Waco today so they could interview me, and I told them they can get as much important information from the people up there, and that it's more important than I'd be here on the radio. I wasn't here yesterday because I was in California on business, working on some things that could be very damaging to the New World Order, and I am now back in my Central Texas Command Center, back in my nest, back in my broadcast cockpit, and it feels good to be home. God bless Texas. I love my town, Austin, and I love Texas, and it's good to be here. And I want to thank Erskine. I want to thank Jack Blood. I want to thank, of course, Paul Watson yesterday. We had all three of the gentlemen here on the broadcast co-hosting together, and I had a chance getting back into town late last night to hear part of the rebroadcast, and they did a great job. So hopefully in the future when I do have to go out of town, you'll be able to hear some of those same gentlemen here filling in for me. We're going to be taking your calls throughout the broadcast today. I'm going to move quickly through your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Global stocks take a dive. Stocks slumped worldwide, extending last week's decline as concern deepened that profit growth is waning. Japan's Nikkei 225 stock average had its biggest drop in 11 months, and it's been dropping for 9 years, by the way. And benchmarks in Europe erased all of 2005 gains on all the major indexes and indices. And Royal Philips Electronics NV slid after the company posted first quarter earnings that missed estimates. They say the slide began when IBM reported that orders for their durable goods, their computer systems and components, slid to all-time lows despite high profits last year. Sony Corporation, of course I added that part, it's not in this article, Sony Corporation fell as its mobile phone unit said profit plunged. And Alaria Group, Inc. and Pfizer, Inc., which announced earnings this week, were among 25 Dow Jones Industrial Average stocks that slipped in Europe as well. The Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index, a global equity benchmark, fell 0.9 yesterday in London. Its fifth successive decline, the Nikkei tumbled 3.8 and dropped below 11,000 for the first time in 4 months. The Dow Jones Euro Stock 50 Index slid as much as 2.7, losing its gain for the year. And meanwhile, the dollar, they have the headlines, the dollar is rebounding. It's rebounded, what, about a point in the last month from its 45-plus percent drop in the last 3 years. And if you look at the overall graph for the last 4 years, it is just a continual free fall. And it'll go back up a few points and then drop 3 points, and then go back up a point and drop 2 points. But you do the average, it just doesn't look good. Meanwhile, they tell us that the weak dollar is good for manufacturing. The problem is our manufacturing base has almost been completely debased and dismantled and shipped to China and India. Things have gotten so bad that even Latin America, that in the last 10 years since NAFTA was passed, had built up in the first five, it's now imploding and moving to Asia as well. And the question is, who is Asia going to sell to once the industrialized world has been completely divested of its middle class? Economics, but it's all about globalization, all about the New World Order, all about modern neo-mercantilism, and the operative word, the prime mover, is control. And that's been in the globalist stratagem and documents for many years, and we see it unfolding quite nicely. Their answer is more globalization. You know, they've cut your leg off, you're bleeding to death, here, let's cut the other one off. That will lessen the bleeding in the other leg because the rest of the blood will flow out through the other extremity, the stump where your appendage once was connected to the body socioeconomic political system. So global stocks take a dive. Karl Rove decries coverage of government. White House strategist laments obsessive reliance on polls. The media has started applying the horse race style of campaign coverage to daily reporting on government, leading to adversarial reporting that can obscure the truth just to create conflict, President Bush's chief political strategist said yesterday. This is all staged, folks. They always, with a second-term president, tell you that the approval rating is low. It was low before. And that gives you the illusion of some type of equilibrium and that people are waking up. People are waking up, but they're not waking up within the controlled political system. And they just jack the numbers back up later. Same thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And people are wondering whether he'll recommit to a new gubernatorial run. And I believe Schwarzenegger in the next month will announce that he's running for governor again. No governor has lost re-election as an incumbent for their second term since the early 1940s, unless you count the recall of Gray Davis. But Arnold could sit out. I mean, I could be wrong, and go ahead and make preparations for a presidential run in 08 or in 012, and I'll try to get more into that later as well. Some good news, after its success in the last 19 days, Minuteman Project expanding to four states. Civilian monitors will also target employers that hire illegal aliens. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. The government says tattle on your neighbors, spy on your neighbors, look through the crack in the fence. Is the man and woman arguing? Call the police. I mean, this is in the terrorist manuals and handbooks. Drills at schools where they simulate homeschoolers being terrorists and their parents being terrorists. All of this mindlessness that does nothing to, quote, protect us is going on. But meanwhile, it's evil to have citizens simply sit on private or public property calling the Border Patrol when they see illegals from all corners of the planet pouring across our porous southern border. Our northern border is quite porous as well. In many respects, it's even worse. The numbers in the aggregate are greater for the southern border, obviously, the 2,000-mile stretch. Now they're going to be also reporting people who have obvious illegal aliens working at their businesses, which I think is a great idea because this debases the currency, it debases the wages, and it is a magnet to suck even more of the third world populations into this nation. And we've got 6.5 billion people roughly on the face of the planet right now. Do we want them all coming here? Because that's what they're trying to do. And it's bad for everybody. And I just want to ask the La Raza and the Mecha people out there, why do you have the Fortune 500 funding you? You say you're anti-establishment, but you've got the biggest tax-free foundations on the globe funding you. Why does the media say it's okay for you to have a group called The Race or the Raza, La Raza, but if any other group did it, it would be decried? It's because they want to use you as a type of French separatist, like they have them up in Canada, as a way to break this nation up. Or a better example would be the Albanians in Kosovo with Serbia in the Balkans. And this is their own plans. We have the documents. And it's not good for anybody, whether you're Hispanic or whether you're from Northern Europe or whether you're an African living in this country who's an American. The globalists don't have your best interest at heart in every other case. You know that. Why then do you get all prideful? Oh, we're taking America down. Ha, ha, ha. Our time is here. And believe me, I read the publications. I talk to the people. I hear it. I see it. Why are the same people then funding you? Don't be stupid. Don't be conned and manipulated. Continuing, project spokesman Gray Deacon told WorldNet Daily the operation has been flooded with calls and emails from thousands of citizens across the country volunteering to serve. Currently, hundreds of volunteers, many legally carrying guns and waving flags and keeping watch around the clock until the end of the month along a 23-mile stretch of the border. Volunteers reportedly are intimidating illegal aliens with their presence and alerting the Border Patrol via cell phones and radios when they see people crossing. Deacon said that with about 15,000 citizens saying they want to serve, the Civilian Homeland Defense, as the group calls it, plans to return in October across the entire southern border if the politicians are able to do the very basic thing that we've already proved can be done. So they're documenting that. Deacon said the project also will expand into America itself to pressure the businesses that employ illegal workers, utilizing picketing and advertising campaigns, and to contact with businesses and their communities. We'll cover more of this later after we take calls after this break. Also, Christians challenged Pennsylvania hate law. They were facing 45 years in prison for peacefully praying on the street corner, but they defeated that in court. Now they're moving to overturn the unconstitutional law that Pennsylvania passed a couple of years ago, thanks to the Republican governor. As usual, it's always Republicans. And so that's some good news there as well. U.S. forces abuse and torture female detainees in Iraq. Scandal of the psychopath knife man freed to kill four times more. Again, the 93 12-year anniversary of Waco, the 95 10-year anniversary of Oklahoma City. so much more. But first, your calls. When we get back, stay with us.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Of course, I put this in Road to Tyranny 3 years ago, but here it is in USA Today. Students paid for tattling on peers, and they say it's just a wonderful idea. Oh, there's just so much news here that we're going to be going over. Surprise, surprise, new big medical studies. Being happy makes you have better health, a better immune system, and helps you live longer. So be happy. Let's go ahead and take some of your calls. Scott in Michigan, then Carlos, John, Greg, John, and others. Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, it's okay if I stress a theory on here?
Sure, it's free speech. Say whatever you want.
Okay, I mean, it's not documented proof of what you always show for your stuff, but you know about pro wrestling, right?
Yes, I do know about
pro
wrestling.
Multi-billionaire, all that stuff. Well, his company obviously demoralizes children, and I was one of those kids who was demoralized when I was a little 8-year-old kid. But, anyways.
How old are you now?
What?
How old are you now?
14 years old, so it was 6 years ago when he really demoralized me with his programs. But if you look at every single thing that he's created on his television show, I mean, it's kind of the parallels that go with the Illuminati, the New World Order, it's kind of hard to ignore it. He has created.
You've got the Four Horsemen, you've got the New World Order, you've got all these people, yeah.
Yeah, they got all those elite groups and stuff like that. And he just twists it into thinking that, so people try not to make the same connection with it. But he's admitted
I get emails every week. Why do you talk about a New World Order? That's pro wrestling.
Yeah, pro wrestling does, you know, is doing the exact same thing. But also,
Adolf Hitler talked about a New World Order. Stalin did. Roosevelt did. We had people like Woodrow Wilson talk about it. Bush Sr. World leaders, the Pope. But no, when you talk about it to the general public, they think it's wrestling.
Yeah. And also, too, what I noticed was that last year they held a pay-per-view called No Mercy. Now, Vince McMahon is part of the creative team, and they create wrestling symbols. He created the No Mercy symbol, and in it had the all-seeing eye of the Illuminati. Well, that's kind of hard proof evidence that he's in it right there. I mean, how in the heck are you going to use the all-seeing eye of Illuminati for a wrestling show?
No, I hear you. I appreciate the call. But then you got people like Oliver Stone, who makes Any Given Sunday. And the teams are, you know, the Aztecs, the Knights, and their symbols are the Red Crosses, and the all-seeing eyes, the electricity coming out. You know, he's trying to expose it there. But definitely, I don't watch that theater. I've watched it a few times, maybe in the last 10 years. And when I do watch it, it's we need to torture and kill people in Iraq. They're all terrorists. I actually saw that where they give little political speeches. And the New World Order is unstoppable. They will dominate you, and you know, all-seeing eyes and SS thunderbolts and half-naked women dancing around, and it teaches the children how to be little. It's quite berserker, a very demonic in its whole overtone. And yes, I would say that's very controlled and pitching a political message. I mean, in this age of propaganda, what is it on television? I was on the airplane, right? You know, in the aisle seat, looking at a guy catty corner in front of me who watched 2.5 hours of 24. So I got to watch a whole bunch of episodes of 24. Normally I was going to read, but instead I sat there and watched it like a silent movie. And all the homeless people are evil terrorists. Everybody's a terrorist that's going to kill you. Torturing people is good. You know, it was the same message. Of the few other times I've seen it, it was the same thing again. And watching it without the sound, you know, showed me even more, in many respects, some of the more subtler wrinkles in it. But the reason I talk about so-called professional wrestling is as a parallel to politics, where John Kerry and George Bush are cousins, members of the same group in business together in many different areas. And they have fake fights, fake elections. Because you just can't steal the election via the electronic voting machines. You have to have then a candidate who won't challenge that fraudulent election and enter John Kerry stage left. And just like there are millions of adults in America and even more children who think wrestling is real, I don't mean Greco-Roman wrestling at the Olympics. That is real. I mean, you know, that thing they call pro wrestling on TV. They believe it's real, and they will argue with you, and since I'm talking about it, I will get emails today. I always do. Some of them quite threatening that, you know, wrestling is real, and how dare you say it's not real. And, I mean, really, it's comical. Back when I did watch TV, I would occasionally stop on it for 10 minutes and watch it. I mean, it's very ridiculous. It's clownish, but tens of millions of Americans believe it's real. It's like tens of millions of Americans believe presidential-level politics are real. And, folks, I'm here to tell you, it's as real as the WWF. All right, we're going to hurry a little bit faster with your calls when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Found the coordinates. You have stumbled into the information war, the tip of the spear. You have found a location where we are defending this republic from enemies foreign and domestic, where we are defending liberty, resisting tyranny, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. This is the information war. There is a war on for your mind, hence InfoWars.com. We are in a fight for civilization. We are blasting holes in the lies and the Iron Curtain of the Global Crime Syndicate, also known as the New World Order. Their program of globalization is nothing more than worldwide slavery, a pandemic straitjacket or reservation or plantation, neo-feudal serfdom under the auspices of a techno-security grid. My friends, how can you call George Bush a conservative? A $2.6 trillion budget, another $600 plus billion off budget, that's $3.2 trillion. Bill Clinton's biggest budget, counting off-budget expenditures, was $1.8 trillion. Bush has appointed nothing but anti-gun minions to federal courts, to cabinet positions in his White House. He is dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution, dismantling the dollar, allowing the scam of the peak oil fraud to be perpetrated, not allowing us to have the oil out of Alaska. He'll put on an act like he's fighting for it, but then lose a battle he could win instantly. Won't let us have the oil out of the Gulf of Mexico, whole areas, thousands of square miles off limits with the greatest oil fields ever known. It's just all happening. It's all happening. And the Democrats are totally controlled, happily going along with the entire program. We're about to go to Carlos and many others that are patiently holding. And then I'm going to jump right back into this huge stack of very important news, including the 12th anniversary of the Waco tragedy, an abomination and mass murder by Butcher of Waco, Reno, Butch Reno for short. And then, of course, we'll get into the 10-year anniversary. Already 10 years. 10 years and, what, 3 hours? 3 hours and 34 minutes, to be precise, Central Standard Time, since the New World Order blew up most of that building in downtown Oklahoma City, the Alfred P. Murrah building. But before we go to your calls, listen, we've got these T-shirts in. We've been offering them now for a week. They're very simple. They're very elegant. They get the message across without being too loud. Some of you might not want to wear, say, one of my shirts that say mass murderers agree, gun control works, with a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. And then under it, Infowars.com, on the back, politicians love disarmed peasants. I mean, a lot of people are so stupid they'll see that shirt, it's a good conversation piece, and think, oh, you must be for Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, because you're wearing a shirt, because, I mean, that's how dumbed down they are. The Tyranny Response Team shirt is dark blue with yellow letters, kind of like a firefighter shirt. It says Tyranny Response Team on the right-hand shoulder, Infowars.com. Very nice. We've been offering those for about 3 years, 3.5 years. But now we're offering three new shirts. One of them is a artist's rendering of Arnold Schwarzenegger looking like a dictator. Under it, it says, obey, resist the foreign usurper, ArnoldExposed.com. On the back, it says, say no to Arnold for president, Infowars.com, ArnoldExposed.com. And then we also have women's shirts, you know, tight-fitting tanks. My wife's wearing one today. It looks great in black and white with Infowars.com across the chest. Very nice. And, I mean, these are designer shirts. And they're made in America. I mean, the cotton's grown here. The shirts are stitched here. They are pressed right here in Austin. And that just says Infowars.com across the chest. Then we have, for men and women, this new T-shirt that is a George Orwell quote, in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And it just says that on the front, and then under it, George Orwell, small. On the back it says, learn the truth, Infowars.com. Great way to meet like-minded people. Great way to get involved in your community. And but it's not, you know, so loud as you're almost embarrassed to wear it. Sometimes I'm wearing that Hitler, Stalin, Mao shirt, and people are staring at it, and sometimes I get too many questions, and it becomes an annoyance. If you're looking for that, we got the shirt for you. I never really promote my T-shirt, so I spent a few minutes on it. And, of course, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is out on DVD, a little over 3 hours long, on VHS, over 2.5 hours long, covers the police state, the latest 9/11 information, the occult elite that control this country, and the power behind the throne. 1-888 to get the new video or any of the T-shirts. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com. And we got about half of Martial Law now on the website for free if you want to go watch it, and then hopefully order it so you can make high-quality copies. This film will not have a big effect unless you get it, unless you make copies, so please do that. You've got the power, and the globalists can't stop the run when you take action, when you start moving down the field. So don't wait for orders from headquarters. Get this video and start making copies. 888-253-3139. Or I go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all my films, read a bunch of books online, a bunch of other videos, my weekly TV reports. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's hurry through your calls now and then plunge back into the news. Carlos in California. Carlos, welcome.
Hey, Alex, it's great to hear this 15-year-old that's aware of the New World Order. It's refreshing, you know.
14, yeah.
But anyway, a couple of different topics real quick. You were talking about outsourcing to China. Mexico's already running scared. China's already making sombreros, zarapes, and some of the Mexican guitars. I tell you, they're taking business away from Mexico. They're getting scared over there.
Well, that's the plan, and everybody wants... Look, the 10-year NAFTA plan was one way. America still had to jump through hoops and still had to pay tariffs and be regulated. Quote, it was going to be renegotiated in 2004. And basically, the deal's still the same. So now Mexico and Latin America is getting a taste, and I've read that it's wildly unpopular. NAFTA is in Latin America. But if you think that's bad, folks, wait till we get the free trade area of the Americas.
Exactly, Alex. Now, on a different topic, today's April the 19th, and a lot of researchers claim that the New World Order is obsessed with numbers, names, terms. And on April 19th, was, remember, we have the Corish incident in Waco. We also had Oklahoma. We also had the Columbine murders. And April the 19th happens to be a paganist festival day, a bloodbath day to the god, sun god Baal, B-A-L.
No, that's in the encyclopedia. Also in 1775, Lexington and Concord, they're at the Commons. People think the Founding Fathers started the war then because they were occultic. Certainly some were, but no. The British thought it was fortuitous. They were even more occultic to start the war, you know, to go have a massacre, to confiscate guns on that date. So much. Well, you know, Hitler's birthday is April 19th, but Harris and Kleibold actually couldn't carry it out then, so they did the next best thing, his death date, April 20th. So to be precise, Harrison Kleibold in notes, which was actually a federal op, but in their notes, said they wanted to do it on his birth, but the death date in the bunker was good enough.
Well, you know, Alex, there's more than meets the eye. People probably see no relevance between the three events that I just mentioned, but look at the murders on Columbine. The word Columbine very likely is derived from the sun goddess Columbia. Now, that's what we
have. Well, it's not likely. I mean, that's what America and the District of Columbia and all of it. Yeah, no, that's from the sun god. And then Europe is Europa, and the symbol for the EU is the woman being raped by Zeus the bull.
Well, you know, we also have things like Columbia Broadcasting Company, Columbia Pictures, Columbia University, the District of Columbia, the country named Columbia. All these things are not accidental. That shows the influence and power that the paganists, the New World Order, has on our society. When we mention that we are funded on Christian principles, well, it's partially true. If we look around, we're going to see a lot of paganist symbols out there, too.
No,
we just
right.
Don't know what they are.
Carlos, you're absolutely right. Anything else?
That'll be it, buddy. Just keep up the fight.
All right, always good to hear from you whenever you call once a month. He always has good points. We always enjoy hearing from Carlos in California, listening to us on a great affiliate out there that we really appreciate. Listen, about a third of the Founding Fathers were Luciferian. Yes, it's true. I've studied it. But the claim that they were all these theists or deists, that they were all into the occult is patently false. The driving force, the predominant force, and the occult has tried to control it, tried to get us a king, and tried to mess everything up. They almost succeeded. But two-thirds were what you would call, in modern terms, rabid Christians. You know, no king but King Jesus was the chant, led by the Black Brigade, the pastors and priests. And I've looked at the facts. And then of that third that were Masons and occultists, I mean, a real occultist was Benjamin Franklin. Somebody who was just low level was our founding father, the founding father, George Washington. And he wrote letters decrying it when he found out about it. I mean, again, most Masons are not bad. I'm going to tell you straight up. They are part of an occult organization, but they don't know. It's like most police aren't bad. They're compartmentalized. Most CIA agents aren't bad. Most FBI agents aren't bad. Their symbol is a pyramid for a reason. At the top, they're illuminated. At the top, they know what's going on. And then they've got all these low-level good people thinking they're part of, quote, the great work, trying to help society, empowering this beast. The New World Order is based on telling a lie and getting good people to believe it and going along with it. And then it's driven also by fear. And fear keeps you, to quote PKD, Philip K. Dick, it's true. I mean, I've said this many times instinctively, but when I was in L.A. Sunday night, I went to a play. What's the name of it? Blow My Tears, the policeman said, was excellent. But so many things said there that I agreed with, and the quote was, because I don't want to plagiarize this, the quote was, fear keeps you from fully committing the life. And I mean, you know, many people have said that those that are afraid don't truly live. Until you're willing to lay down your life, you're not really alive. And that's totally true. I want to talk more about that later. John in Canada, welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, what you were just saying, boy, you know, you're right on the button there. I agree with you completely. You know, I think there is an effect. There are probably many effective strategies to defeat the mechanisms of tyranny. And but I've got a couple ideas. I mean, if we could understand why justice is so important to protect our freedoms, and your listeners could engage the media themselves. I mean, it's great what you're doing. You're doing a phenomenal thing for us here. But the listeners there have to get involved.
I'm doing nothing until you take action.
Right, exactly.
That is the link.
And in the case of 9/11, I mean, if we want to arrest these guys, we can do it. I mean, my case, my particular story, I called you a little while ago. I had the Secret Service pressure to have me arrested top secretly. But it didn't work because there is honorable police officers around the world. I mean, most police officers want to do the right thing. And they can try top secretly to get you incarcerated indefinitely and have you disappear, but they got to find a whole bunch of corrupted police officers to cooperate.
That's why through the sitcoms and the dramas and TV, they're promoting this as evil as if it's good.
Yeah.
So good cops watch that. And listen, I've called it propaganda placement, propaganda of the police state for years, but in the airport last night I bought this, and it's true. U.S. News and World Report, they now admit it. This is the cover. The CSI effect. I read the article. It's how, well, it's true, but it's good. How TV is driving jury verdicts all across America. And see, these judge shows where it's always one judge, no jury, that's training America, and a lot of these are federally funded, that we don't have juries. See, people are being programmed by the fiction more than they're being programmed by so-called nonfiction media.
Right. And in particular, just that you mentioned juries, that's my defense. I've demanded that I have a jury, and they're falling, the whole case is falling apart. But what I've been doing, and I talked to you a couple weeks ago about this, but the thing is if you're committed to arresting those from 9/11, and nobody anywhere in America disagrees with the FBI's official finding that General Ahmed funded Muhammad Atta, the 9/11 mastermind. If nobody disagrees with that, you have open lines. Anybody disagree with that? Anybody in the FBI? Anybody in the CIA? Anybody disagree with that? No. Well, we have to arrest.
Well, General Mahmoud Ahmed, as you said, wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. He came to D.C. a week before,
right.
Met with all the heads, was with Porter Goss and yep. Senator Graham having breakfast on the morning of 9/11.
Exactly.
And that was in the New York Times and other publications.
Yep. Yeah,
and so he, you talked about that, and they came and grabbed you?
Yeah, I put that together with the fact that also General Ahmed was also sent to the Taliban to tell them that no evidence would be forthcoming. And also, I highlighted that Jim Mikulski at MSNBC News was provided the top secret presidential directives from directive documents from Condoleezza Rice's office dated September 9th. Nobody was supposed to see this. He was supposed to be on vacation without a care in the world at that time. But those documents outlined their top-secret invasion of Afghanistan strategy.
Well, that's been in probably 100 major newspapers.
Right.
Bush signed the launch orders for the war, had them on his desk 2 days before.
Right, and it's and the thing about it is it's all about using no evidence as a prerequisite guarantee to get into Afghanistan. They figure, you know, if we give no evidence, whether Bin Laden does anything bad or not, he's going to plead not guilty, and we can go in there and bomb the country. But as a result, they're not following the crime scene leak. They're not arresting General Ahmed.
Well, I mean, FBI agents have gone on the National Press Club and said, here's the letter. I've been threatened with arrest if I tell you what I know by the FBI. All I can tell you is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Greg in Texas. Greg, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Stop it, Alex. Just stop it. I'm calling you to, please stop glorifying the Nazi. you know, the term you use, no to the usurper or tyrannical in response team is great. But, you know, our sleeping, dumbed-down minds can't disassociate when you include the word president in the same sentence. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like on the website, there's a picture of the White House and the flag. When I first saw it, I'm thinking patriotism. So I'm just asking you to address that aspect. Thanks. Thanks for all your hard work, bro.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
Well, stay there then so I understand exactly what you're saying. On ArnoldExposed.com, on one side you have the White House and the American flag, and then facing the other direction you have Arnold giving the Hitler salute and a Nazi symbol. So it's clearly the two halves, the choice. This creature is threatening our government, our country, our nation. So I don't...
Deeper, yes, I see that. But, you know, at first spot, and coming from, you know, preaching to the choir, it's easier to see, but others don't see it that way. It's like subconsciously, you know, the word president and Arnold in the same sentence is basically any publicity is free publicity is good publicity.
That isn't really true. They say that, but that isn't really true. I mean, do you think Michael Jackson likes the publicity he's getting right now?
He may not like it, but it's causing him more exposure.
Actually, it's causing his records not to sell well. It's causing him to fall apart. So, look, we have to counter them. No one was challenging Schwarzenegger. No one was going up against him, Greg. And so now whenever they mention that there's a move to change the Constitution for Schwarzenegger, in most cases they've got to mention that there's a group against that, and they have to then give attention to our views, and then the dirt comes out. Thanks for the call. Now he's being challenged. By the way, I said today, because we decided who the winners were on April 15th for the TV spot and the radio spot, but I want to air the spots here, and I wasn't ready for that today because I just got back into town last night, so I'll announce who the winners are tomorrow. I know it's bated breath out there. The winner of the video spot, and I've also made my own TV spot. That's one we'll be airing because it doesn't have any copyright material in it. You have to be very careful about that for TV broadcast. I'll be airing the ad that I made in California and Texas, and I'm making those buys this week. But on the websites, where they'll get even more viewers, we're going to post a lot of the video and audio ads we were sent. And it was hard choosing a winner, but... We did choose one, and we've got a very interesting 60-second and 30-second ad already up at ArnoldExposed.com to give you an idea of some of the incredible entries we got. And so tomorrow, I just want to give justice to all these ads. I need to get them all basically put on the web first, so then because I'm in Texas. So the folks up in Minnesota running the broadcast can download them and play them on air for you tomorrow. So we'll be announcing who that winner is tomorrow, and I'll be mailing those checks, those two checks out tomorrow as well. We're going to break now because if I went to a call, it wouldn't give them enough time. When we come back, we'll talk to John in Tennessee, Jason in Maryland, Paul in New York, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in 30 minutes, we do have the head spokesman, head coordinator for the Minutemen, now spreading to four states, will be joining us from Tombstone, Arizona, for a quick little 10-minute update in the middle of the next hour. I do also want to get into the 93 Waco siege, the 12-year anniversary today, and then we'll also... talk about Oklahoma City, the 10-year anniversary. Stay with us.